FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has had to maintain his cool during a tense exchange with his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump. The tone of last night's meeting in the Oval Office took a turn when Trump confronted Ramaphosa over claims of a so-called white genocide in South Africa. NewsWatch's Nashira Sothial has filed this report.
What began as a cordial exchange of pleasantries and even talks of a gift quickly disintegrated when Trump somewhat ambushed Ramaphosa.
Turn the lights down, and just put this on. It's right behind you, Johan.
There's nothing this parliament can do. With or without you, people are going to occupy land.
A projector seemingly locked and loaded with footage showing EFF leader Julius Malema not only calling for land grabs, but chanting, kill the Boer, kill the farmer. Trump again repeated discredited claims that white farmers are being targeted and killed in South Africa, even showing footage of what he believes is some sort of mass burial ground for Afrikaner farmers in the country.
Those people were all killed.
Have they told you where that is, Mr. President? I'd like to know where that is, because this I've never seen.
I mean, it's in South Africa.
Trump barely gave Ramaphosa a moment to respond, but when he did, he made it known that the South African government's policy does not align with Malema's remarks.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
No, nobody can take land.
And then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer.
There is criminality in our country. People who do get killed, unfortunately, through criminal activity, are not only white people. Majority of them are black people.
Minister of Agriculture John Steenhuisen told Trump that farm murders affect both black and white farmers. Billionaire businessman Johan Rupert shared the same sentiments.
We have too many deaths, but it's across the board. It's not only white farmers. We need technological help. We need Starlink at every little police station. We need drones.
Ramaphosa called for partnerships with the U.S., particularly for technology to fight crime in general. Nashira Sothial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Back home, two men found guilty of murdering MUT lecturer Chandlal Dwarika will learn their fate in the Durban High Court today. The 61-year-old engineering lecturer was abducted outside his Sika Lake home in 2022. His kidnappers forced him to hand over his bank cards and PIN and made multiple cash withdrawals. They then drove Dwarika to Inanda, where he was killed. A spokesperson for the NPA in KZN, Natasha Kara, says Tubani Mhlongo and Kwanele Makaya will line up in court later.
The Durban High Court has convicted Mhlongo and Makaya for kidnapping, robbery with aggravating circumstances, and murder of a 61-year-old man in May 2023 in the Sika Lake area. The case was rolled over till 22nd May 2025 for sentencing.
The co-accused, Siyabonga Makaya, was convicted of kidnapping and robbery. Durban and Richards Bay reaching a high of 21 degrees today. Maritzburg 18. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.